When the owl asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kiddies. Time for a little Fish Talk here on ODJ Radio. His name is Gord Peiser. We call him the Doc. He is award-winning, prolific award-winning columnist, writer, blogger extraordinaire for Outdoor Canada magazine. He is the fishing editor of that fine publication. You can check him out at outdoorcanada.ca, or you can even go to fishingcanada.com and read Gord as well. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ange. Quite interested in that last discussion.
Yes, finally, Gordy. Finally.
I think I've mentioned this, Ange, but on Lake of the Woods here, to the west end of the lake, they did a study a couple of years ago, and without exception, every single deer tick they found on the islands was carrying Lyme disease.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Now, that does not mean you'll get it.
No.
Just because they, you know, they have to bite, and then it has to be for, I believe, longer than 24 hours, et cetera.
Yeah.
But that's how prevalent it's become.
Yeah, it's insane. It's absolutely insane how quickly it's spread, too.
Yes.
Craziness. Give me a quick fall update on colors, fall colors.
You know, I hear you guys have the weather we've had for the last week. It's been absolutely gorgeous here in the, like, mid to high 20s. I was in shorts fishing on Thursday, and it's actually slowed the color change down. I'd say they've started, but we're probably 10 to 14 days away from peak.
I saw those wonderful pictures you took and sent out, by the way, last week. You obviously spent a bit of time on the water.
Oh, yes.
Talk to us about it.
Oh, chasing smallmouth edge. Again, you and I have talked about this, and we've talked about it about many, many species. I do not know what goes on under the water, but it seems like when a certain species goes, it goes universally. And I've talked to so many other friends fishing in and around kind of between Thunder Bay and the Manitoba border. And the smallmouth bass, Ange, are on fire. It's truly amazing. It's not just one lake. It's like every lake. The smallmouth are going crazy. And I've been out 2-3 times since we last talked last weekend. And I'm not kidding. They're giants. And you go,
now,
where are you guys all year long? Why do you show up now under only these weather and seasonal conditions? But they're showing up, and let me tell you, we're taking advantage of it.
Oh, that one fish that I saw in those series of photos, like, it was a mutant.
For us, a 4-pound smallmouth in the north is a really big fish. That's equivalent to a 4 to 5 down in your neck of the woods. But we're getting them regularly. And again, you say to yourself, we fish so hard in the summer, and you know we're throwing all the trick baits and doing all the right things, and they never show up. Where are they in the rest of the year? Why do they show up about once every 5-6 years? You go on a spell like this, but unquestionably last weekend was the best smallmouth fishing I've had in a decade.
Now, down here, Gord, we're attributing all of this, because it's happening down here too, by the way.
We
are attributing it to gobies, right? That seems to be the general consensus, that gobies now have become such an important part of the food chain for smallmouth bass, and there's such an abundance of them, and apparently they're good protein, and the smallmouth are just gorging themselves and getting bigger and bigger. But that doesn't apply to Kenora.
It doesn't. But you know what? Maybe, you know, whatever the weather, the cycle is, whatever's spurring them on down there is doing the same thing here. Now, we don't have those absolute monsters. You guys are getting, a 5 down in southeastern Ontario and on Simcoe. A 5 now is barely raising eyebrows. Guys are getting 6s and 7s. But for us, we're seeing these 4-pound-plus fish. believe it or not, down at Sioux Narrows at the Bass and for Bucks tournament a couple of weeks ago, there was an over 7 caught in practice largemouth. And can you imagine in northern Ontario, over 7-pound largemouth?
And you know what's really amazing about that? I remember, like, it happened yesterday. I remember calling you, and it would have been the mid-90s. And I remember speaking to you on the phone, and I asked you point blank, are there any largemouth bass in your neck of the woods? And you said, no, they're just not. And not only are they there now, not only do we find them now, but they're getting to monstrous proportions.
And the climate definitely is changing, and it's definitely changing bass. I've done some pieces for Outdoor Canada talking with John Castleman and Dr. Colby and the guys at MNR. And the reality is, even in here now, our ice out, up in the fall, we're getting ice about 11 to 14 days later than normal or in the past. And ice out in the spring is much earlier, and it's definitely favoring largemouth, smallmouth bass. And I'll be honest with you, Ange, I still have a major problem with some of the bios in MNR here who look at them as they've been here 150 years, for crying out loud. And it was only one glacial range. It was only one range that kind of block them from being here naturally anyway. And why don't you take advantage? And this is what I'm saying to the guys. We still allow you to fish them on the spawning beds, move them around in the fall, and you go, man, this is some of the best fishing we've got. Manage them for that great opportunity.
Is the doc maybe leaning towards a new favorite species?
Smallmouth have always, I have to be, smallmouth have always had a soft spot in my heart. And there's no more favorite time than in the fall. You get the weather you've got down there. Now it's pouring rain here today. But when you get those days like you've got down there today, Ange, in the 20s, high 20s, beautiful fall scenery, and you're catching monster smallmouth, let me tell you, it does not get any better.
Not at all. My friend, we appreciate the words of wisdom. If you want to know more about Gordy, read his stories, read his blogs, check him out at outdoorcanada.ca. That's outdoorcanada.ca, or just look him up, Gord Pizer. Hey, fishingcanada.com. Look at his blogs on there. Look at him. Gordy, thank you very much, my friend. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too, Ange. Have fun.
Gord Pizer, the doc on Outdoor Journal Radio. On behalf of the entire ODJ team, Stephen Labadie behind the glass, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, our roving producer in Europe somewhere, he couldn't pick up the phone, John Winters, I'm Angelo Viola. Have a wonderful weekend, folks. Talk to you next Saturday.